We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, right? Or Thursday?
Thursday, bro.
Thursday. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, June 1st, goes to Steven Swartz, an attorney with a firm called Levadow, Levadow, and Oberman right here in New York City. Now, this story warms my heart because I keep telling y'all AI is the devil, and I don't like AI for a lot of reasons, and I hate how people say things like, it's a necessary evil. Evil should never be necessary. But the society we live in is always willing to accept some evil, especially if it puts money in people's pockets. But this story is proving one of my theories about AI correct, and that is simply, you can't trust it. And this attorney found out the hard way when he used ChatGPT to help write a Manhattan federal court filing. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
Even a lawyer with 30 years of experience can learn something new about the law. For example, don't let ChatGPT do your legal research. Steven Schwartz filed a brief for a man who said he was injured by a drinks cart on a flight operated by Avianca Airlines. Schwartz's filing cited precedents like Martinez versus Delta Airlines. The problem was that while Delta Airlines does exist, the case does not. Schwartz admitted he relied on ChatGPT, which made up half a dozen bogus cases. Now the lawsuit he was working on has been tossed, and he faces potential sanctions. The risks of AI go far beyond poor legal work. Industry leaders, including executives of 3 leading AI companies, co-signed a statement Tuesday warning the technology could pose an existential threat to society.
30 years of experience, 30 years to build a reputation in law, one day on ChatGPT to ruin it, okay? Steven Swartz, you obviously are one of those people that cheated their way through law school, all right? You don't just start doing things like this because of the technology. No, no, no. You've been doing this since at least high school. Probably copied from folks so much you even signed the person you was cheating off of's name. Okay, what kills me about this story isn't the fact that Steven used ChatGTP. It's just that you didn't do the number one thing we were all taught to do in school and should apply in our everyday lives, and that's check and cite our sources. Check and cite our work. You have to proofread and read some more to make sure you have everything in this paper correct. This is why when people say things to me like, AI can never replace humans, you're going to need a human to make sure AI is doing what it's supposed to do. Do you realize how lazy Homo sapiens are? Okay, and how much technology has made us even lazier. Okay, this whole world we lived in, this whole world we live in is designed for us to do as little as possible. Okay, we want everything instant nowadays. We want everything right here, right now. This lawyer used ChatGPT simply because he didn't want to do the work. And guess what? Just another example that in life there is no shortcuts. Okay, it's simply not. And we shouldn't want to give up our critical thinking skills to ChatGPT. Don't tell me that ChatGPT needs humans when humans are just willing to relinquish all control to this artificial intelligence chatbot. Okay, because that's what Steven Schwartz did, and he paid the price. Imagine your lawyer is in court asking the court to get your lawsuit tossed. He's citing more than a half a dozen relevant cases, and none of those cases exist. Completely made up by ChatGPT. Steven Schwartz, why would you not check and double check ChatGPT's work to see if the cases they used were actual cases? I didn't go to college, okay? I don't know how much studying y'all do in law school, but I feel like you would have heard a lot of these cases before, and some of them should just make you be a little curious. For example, you heard the case titles, Miller versus United Airlines, Peterson versus Iran Air, Hart versus Soul Plane, 3-6 versus Stay Fly Air. Wouldn't you just be a little bit curious about what some of those things are? Okay, I made those last two stories up. But the moral of the story is this. This is why the robots will win, because humans are relinquishing all trust to them. And honestly, the way that things are currently going, people won't even care if the cases are real soon, as long as they sound good. I can easily see a judge not knowing any better. A jury definitely wouldn't know no better. Why would they? They not lawyers. What if a judge or someone in the jury goes home and pulls these fake cases up, reads them, and applies them to the actual real case that they will be trying? All right? They're going to start trying real cases based off precedent that's not even real. Okay? I've told y'all a million times. The lines of what's real and what's fake are already blurred. AI will obliterate those lines completely. Now, I would play a game with guess what race it is. But it's obvious Steven Schwartz isn't black, right? Because even though black people may believe anything, we question everything. Okay, what's the first thing we say when somebody tells us a story that seems a little fishy? This don't sound right. Okay, see, this new generation, y'all operate a little different because y'all believe everything on social media. But when you're born in the 1900s, you are skeptical about everything. I encourage you all to read The Fifth Agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz. Yes, I'm sure you've read the four agreements, but there's a fifth agreement. And the fifth agreement is be skeptical, but learn to listen. Okay, be skeptical because most of what you hear isn't true. You know that humans speak with symbols and that symbols are only the truth because we agree, not because they are really the truth. But the second half of the agreement is learn to listen. And the reason is simple. When you learn to listen, you understand the meaning of the symbols that people are using. You understand their story and the communication improves a lot. That's going to be such a foreign concept if y'all just relinquish all control and power to ChatGPT. America, you better learn to be as skeptical about everything as black people, okay? Or question everything. Learn to say, this don't sound right. All right, black people from the 1900s, we say things don't sound right when it's no sound involved. You better get like us, because the life and career you save may be your own. Please let Remy Ma give Steven Schwartz the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
And shout to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
That don't sound right. What? You sure we're going to be here tomorrow on BET?
Tomorrow's Friday. What is wrong with
you? Just making sure. Be skeptical, but learn to listen.
Yo, shut up. BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What do you think of AI?
Not right? Allen Iverson, niggas. Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence, right? Because if you think about it, if you're an attorney, you're thinking, you know, I could save a little money. Instead of having, you know, interns and employees, I type it in ChatGPT, whatever it's called, and it pulls up all the other cases. Now, he should have Googled to see if those cases were there, but it seems like a, you know, something a little easy that can help people.
And now 30 years of experience down the drain, your reputation down the drain, because you decided to go on ChatGPT one time. People questioning everything about you now.
Also, AI, they're saying, you know, in some vehicles, if they have AI in vehicles, you know, sometimes people fall asleep. They have all these different
modules. They got that now.
Right, but that's AI.
Self-driving cars.
Right, but it's not too many cars. I know Tesla has one. They're starting to have it in 18-wheelers now.
Escalade's got them.
Escalades have them, but not to an extent you have to touch the steering wheel at a certain time. You just can't sit back.
I don't know. I don't have one of those. I can't afford that type of stuff.
Okay, whatever. But we're asking, what's your thought on AI? Because it could be dangerous. Just imagine. Just I don't even put that out there. Let me think of another thing. Just think about you getting into a beef.
Think about you getting into beef. You the one getting into all the beef. Don't point at me. Now you think about you getting into beef. Think about you getting into beef.
No, because somebody could.
It's Pride Month too, by the way. Don't be talking about beef unless you want to do something.
Perfect example. Let's say that somebody wants to say Charlamagne is gay, right?
What?
You can come.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
Like, what? But now,
this don't sound right.
Somebody can use Charlamagne's voice and make a fake conversation with Charlamagne's voice and somebody else, and people will believe it.
I've been telling
y'all.
And
it'll be hard for you not to say it wasn't true.
Let's go even deeper. Imagine you hear your best friend and your wife, a conversation between them two. Talking about getting it in and all kinds of stuff, and the conversation not even real.
Right.
And then and you about to go see both of them in the next 5 minutes. You might be driving on the way that y'all about to meet somewhere, and y'all meet, and you just heard this call.
And you do something stupid, and then
that's
you realize that it was
That's what
was
I'm
this.
Trying to say, man.
So what's your thoughts on AI? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.